Hello, everyone. I am Peter Arbuthnot, and I've done some stuff with a Pi. It's called ScanPay, as in you scan something into the Pi to make it play music. And the key is... Sorry, is that me to be shush? No, somebody else to shush. All right, okay. The idea is that you can then physically interact with your digital music after you've made digital music. You get a digital pile of stuff, and then you can browse it, but you're not really interacting it. The idea of ScanPay is that you can then physically interact with it. Who is ScanPay? It's kind of me, and there's a couple of geeks back there who've been helping me out greatly. My great wife, Charlie, obviously tells me how to spell things. So what is it, and where did it start? Well, in our house, and I'm sure in your house, you've got piles of tapes in a box. You've got CDs in racks, or racks, or piles. You've got tapes, you know, somewhere else in other boxes, elsewhere. You've got maybe got a shelf of vinyl, just kind of cool stuff. Brilliant. Piles of music, but, you know, you need to have an old school record player and a tape deck and stuff to play it on. And recently, a great friend of mine got very drunk and accidentally broke the CD player. So suddenly we had no way to play the music. It was time to go digital. So get all this music stuff, this physical stuff, and turn it into digital music. And set up a Pi to do that. So I went and bought a Pi, and this is the standard setup. I'm sure you've got the same kind of thing in your house. You've got the net, you've got a router, you've got a Pi, you've got a big disk, because they only cost 20p nowadays. So nice 2 terabyte hard disk, put all my music on that. I've got a Pi, and the Pi needs to be housed, so you build a house for it, obviously. And it needs to have a satellite dish on the top, because it is communicating with the rest of the world. And then because it became a music player, it obviously needed a little DJ deck. So that you can see that it's a pan, just in case you thought it was a music. And obviously to play the music out, you need some kind of output device. And in my sister-in-law's loft was an old 1974 Bang & Olufsen amp thing. You know, you could play records on it, but the record table doesn't quite work. But you see that plug at the back there? That's coming in from the Pi. So that's the output device. You play it on any old music device you've got. So the first thing you want to do is obviously get some music to squee out through that export device. And so you build some shell scripts. The shell scripts are great. You can, you know, start stuff and stop stuff. It's all available. You'll find it. There are 9 scripts. You can start up an album, play the whole album. You can do a band. You can start it. You can stop it. You can skip that one. And basically this goes off and plays all the things that are in the queue or plays something random. It's available in Bitbucket, you can go and get that one. That's a shell thing. So then with some judicious LNing, minus Sing, you can SSH to this device, brilliant. You can then press .g, press enter, and it will go, brilliant. It will start playing music off the queue. Don't like that one, want to track up another queue, .t, it will guide you through all the tracks you've got. You know, you can do an album, you can then do a band, you can then skip that song, and you can stop it, brilliant. All great, apart from... You know, it's SSHing and you have to type stuff on a thing and you have to what is all this stuff? So it needs a front end, obviously. So then, you know, it needs a face. People who come to my house and want to play some my music, they need to have a bit of a website to play. So now you go to the HTTP equivalent of the SSH thing and you can start doing the same things that you can do using shell script. You can start stuff, you can stop stuff, you can track stuff up. And then I started thinking, you know what, it's just another little browse device. It's just another iPod. I don't like them. I want to be physically interacting. And I looked on the back of the CDs, and you notice that there's, on the back of every CD is a little barcode. Brilliant, I thought. Hey, barcodes. Let's use barcodes. And then I looked on the web, and obviously there are 1,000 ways to scan barcodes using your little iPhone or whatever other mobile device, including iPads. They have a scan thing. So there's an open set of free libraries, and equally, there's Music Brains, which knows an ISBN or equivalent, which is the barcode, and the music that it's connected to. So you stick that together, and suddenly, you can pick up your phone, you can pick up your music, you can scan the music, it will then tell you what's on the song, and you can pick the song, and it will go and play. Physically interacting with your music. Brilliant. So what else can you do with it? Right. So first of all, you know, the original website was designed to run, you know, in a normal browser, and you plug in a little mobile set of libraries, and suddenly it's a mobile device. It's not an app. It's a mobile website. You need to download PHP and all those things onto your Pi to make it work, but it's not complicated. Digitizing vinyl is a bit more complicated, and the cheap box that we bought doesn't really do the work very well, but you know, they have barcodes. Anything after about 1980, you look on the back of your vinyl and there'll be a barcode and you can scan that. Brilliant. Tapes, obviously, generally you can do that with real tapes, but the tapes that you got given at university, you'll need to invent a new system for that, maybe 2D barcodes or QR codes. There's a playlist system, so you can play more than one track at a time, put on 15 tracks that you want to play on Monday morning. And even when you're not at home, you can now press play button on the same device. So if I HTTP into that Scampi mob, I can then press play instead of adding it to the queue at the home. That's all. Thanks very much.